This year's troubles on Wall Street aren't just hitting people's pocketbooks. They're also having an effect on mental health. Severe stress can spark some mental illnesses or exacerbate them. NPR's Joanne Silberner talked to several psychiatrists to see what they're expecting from current and future patients.
Diving markets and screaming headlines are enough to make people on and off Wall Street anxious. And that can be normal, says John Markowitz. He's a research psychiatrist at New York State Psychiatric Institute.
If you're a little worried about your money and your work security, that may well be appropriate in a given circumstance.
But Markowitz says he started seeing signs of financially based stress a year ago among some of his Wall Street patients as the market began to turn. Psychiatrist Deborah Cross, who heads the New York State Psychiatric Association, says she hasn't seen any changes in the last week, but she expects an uptick soon, just like the one she saw last spring after the collapse of giant brokerage firm Bear Stearns.
Within a week to 10 days, when it really began to sink into the people who were being most affected, who were getting the pink slips, who were seeing their friends getting pink slipped, then we started getting calls.
It's not just depression. Psychiatrists report that people who've gotten eating disorders under control may be pushed back into old behaviors. Substance abuse can become a problem. Family violence goes up. Some people have panic attacks. You know you're in trouble when daily habits change, says New York City psychoanalyst Charles Goodstein. New symptoms like
difficulties in eating and sleeping, changes in mood, irritability, a sense of worthlessness, and for some, a sense of withdrawal.
Agitation, inability to concentrate, thoughts of suicide. You've moved from anxiety and sadness into clinical depression. For people at the top of the failing Wall Street firms, things may be a little different, says psychiatrist Deborah Cross.
The big guys, the wheelers and dealers of the hedge funds and the mutual funds and such, their stressors come from a little bit different angle. It's not the financial so much as it's the loss of their identity. And if they don't have a life other than their company, then they really are at a loss.
Psychiatrists who treat Wall Street traders say they expect the current woes will have more effect than the dot-com bust of 2000 because the financial situation is worse. Again, Charles Goodstein.
Nobody was calling back then for the rescue of internet companies, after all. Today, we're talking about icons of the American financial industry. Some internet startup that went bust, well, that's one thing. Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, I mean, gee, this is a different story.
Still, John Markowitz says psychiatrically, things are better than they were when the markets failed in 1929.
Back in the Great Depression, there was Great Depression, I'm sure, but it was hard to diagnose. Nowadays, we can accurately diagnose conditions, and we know how to treat many of them.
But that doesn't mean everyone will be able to get treatment. When jobs go, employer-paid health insurance goes too. Psychiatrist Deborah Cross saw it with Bear Stearns patients.
These people were well enough off that they didn't qualify for Medicaid. They were not old enough to qualify for Medicare, and they had no insurance.
Leaving them to pay from their savings or go to a public health clinic or ask for reduced fees. Approaches, she says, they kept some people suffering from depression or other problems from seeking care. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.